Turn to Proverbs chapter 11 this evening. Proverbs in chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25. Bible says, "The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself." So, throughout Proverbs, Solomon observes how life actually works under God's wisdom, right? This is what Solomon is doing. He's talking about how life actually works, right? God's way, really. And this verse gives us one of the most encouraging observations of the entire book of Proverbs, really, is this. It speaks about generosity. That's what it's talking about. It's speaking about generosity, not forced generosity, not pressured generosity, but the kind of heart that willingly blesses others. That's what we're talking about here. Number one, the character. Talking about the character of the generous person. The character of the generous person. The liberal soul shall be made fat. Okay, so liberal. Hey, liberal here means a progressive person on the left. No, I'm kidding. Y'all started writing that. Okay, liberal here means generous. If I say give, I'm going to give you a liberal portion, I mean I'm giving you a generous portion. That's what it means. It's the idea of being open-handed, right? It means not being, you know, you ever heard of somebody that's, they're called what? Or tight-fisted, the way I've always been, close, tight-fisted. Somebody that's tight-fisted versus, you know, when somebody's tight-fisted, it means they don't let anything go. But somebody that's open-handed is someone, is really this, number one, willing to bless others, okay? They're generous is the idea. B, but this describes, I want you to understand, this describes a disposition. Okay, it describes their disposition, not just a single act. We're not talking about, oh, they're so generous. Yeah, like one time they did something nice. You don't call that a generous person. When they one time did something nice, when you're like, wow. Wow, they gave me one of their French fries. You know kids like that. You know what I mean? Wow, they shared one of their French fries. You know, they were full. Right? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We're talking about a disposition, not a single act. And number one, a liberal or generous soul looks outward. They look outward. This is part of who they are. It's not something that they've done or something that they do occasionally. It's what they do. They're looking for opportunities. They're looking outward. When I say it here for the next couple, we're talking about that soul. Okay, we're talking about the soul is the it. It sees the needs of others. Listen, the generous soul sees the needs as they're looking for these needs. I don't mean like they're always on the prowl. I wonder who needs something. I just mean when they're around and something's there, they notice. You know the people I'm talking about, right? You know the people I'm talking about. When it's not that they're always looking in, now, because there's a difference between that and the busybody. Nosy. Always in everybody's business. No, that's not that. It's somebody that when something is in their presence, they see it. They're looking at it and it's there and they see that need. Number two, it, talking about the liberal soul, the generous soul, desires to bless others. It's what they're looking for, that opportunity. That's it. They're looking for the opportunity to bless others. Number two, this is not about occasional giving. It's not about occasional giving. What we're talking about here isn't occasional giving. it's a disposition is what we're talking about here. Number one, an A under that, it is the condition of the heart. That's right. Can I say this here? Folks, I used to hate when my pastor would do this, but I'm going to do it anyway because I've said this before. It makes me, this church is like that. And I mean that. I'm not saying that to make you feel good. I am, if there's anything, and I say that to people, this is probably per capita, this is the most generous church I've ever been a part of. Honestly, I'm not just saying that to make you feel good. I don't do that. I don't say things to make people feel good. I say that because it is impressive to me how this. By the way, it was like that before I got here, and the handful of folks that have stuck here, and as new people came in, they just became contagious like that. Amen. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome that it was already there and it just continued? And isn't that something how that works? Stinginess is contagious too, isn't it? But so is that generosity. It just becomes something that people... Sorry. Number two. God's promise concerning generosity. All right? Look at verse 25. The liberal soul shall be made what? Fat. Amen. Now, I want you to get here. You're like, I don't know if I like that. Yeah, I'm going to quit being generous. You know, I'm trying not to get that. So, A, in Hebrew imagery, okay, because this is Hebrew, and a lot of the Proverbs is in Hebrew imagery. It's illustrations. It's trying to give these thoughts. In Hebrew imagery, this means to be satisfied. Means to be satisfied. Do you like to be satisfied? You ever ate till you were satisfied? Yeah, a lot. A lot. We had, our friends are coming, the Franklin family, I told you about, they're coming, and Charity was here a while back, and coming up here, they're leaving tonight. They're leaving this evening. They won't get here till tomorrow morning. They're arriving here at 5:30 in the morning. We're going to get them at 5:30 in the morning. It'll be a short night. So their boys, it was so funny. We've been around their boys. They have four boys. I'm so excited for them to see the Berghammer boys because it just so reminds us the same energy and, you know, wrestling. And, man, it's anyway. So those boys, I don't know if your boys are the same way. Those boys could never get satisfied. Is your boys the same way? Oh, man. I can remember one of them. I think Isaiah, he came and spent... I think 2-3 weeks with us over in Sri Lanka. He came over. How long was it? The whole summer. Okay, man, is it that long? Yeah, we called him the intern. The girls just called him, "Hey, intern." You know, because he was our summer intern. Just give him grief. But that boy, one day he said, "Man," he said, "I got full." He said, "I don't think I ever got full before." He couldn't remember. So, man. That's what this word means. Fat is talking about being satisfied. Okay, it gives, number one, it gives the idea of being enriched, even flourishing. Man, so if you're satisfied, it means you got more food left over. Right? It means it's not like you ran out of food before you were there. A, it is the opposite of emptiness. It's the opposite of emptiness. Number two, God is not saying, listen, don't miss this. Don't miss this part. Because it's on the next page. Don't miss this part. God is not saying generosity produces wealth. Y'all with me?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Don't come in here and say, "Pastor, you said if I did this, then God would give me more money." Never said that. Don't misunderstand that. God is not saying generosity produces wealth. What are you saying? A, he is saying generosity produces fullness. Now, number three, a generous life is not an empty life. It is a satisfied life. Number one, not always materially. Doesn't mean you're always going to have all the stuff you want. You ever satisfied with all your stuff? You ever start looking for new stuff? My wife always wants... not new stuff, just different stuff. She gets a lot of it from garage sales. But she just wants different stuff. You're like, why do you want, what's wrong with your stuff? Nothing. Just like, she just likes to piddle, you know, and go around, look for new stuff, you know. And anyway, that's what, listen, what I'm talking about here is, but it's not always material. You're not always going to get everything you want. Come on. You don't always get everything you want. Don't. Well, if I'm liberal at giving, God's going to give me everything I want. No, he's going to give you everything you need. Yeah, he's going to give you more than that. He's going to give you more than what you need. He's going to give you that fullness. It's not always material, but it's always spiritually. God was spiritually full is so much sweeter than materially full. I'm telling you. Materially full stops being pleasant. But spiritually full, even when you're materially empty, still exciting. Number three, the principle of refreshment. Look at verse 25 again, the second part. And he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Okay, A, Solomon uses what is called a mirrored expression. A mirrored expression. There's a lot of Hebrew grammar things that go on, and we find them a lot in the book of Proverbs. Number one, the phrase, he that watereth, describes one who refreshes. Okay, that's what it is. Or satisfies the thirst of another. He that waters, it doesn't mean like we think about like a watering can. We think of water. Hey, I'm going to go water. We're thinking of a pot, you know, putting water in plants. But waters means giving someone water. In a desert environment, in a place where there's not, you know, tap water, bringing somebody water is a big deal. Giving somebody water is a big deal. So that's the phrase. It's talking about one who refreshes or satisfies the thirst of another. If you not just give them a cup, but you fill a cup, give it more, give it till they're satisfied. Wow, it's something. Number two, the phrase shall be watered also himself describes the one who is refreshed in return. So it doesn't mean that I'm going to give you water. I'm going to water you, and because I gave you water, you're going to give me water back. That's not what it means. Don't grab that. Don't grab that idea. What I give, I'm going to get. I've heard this preached. I've heard this said. I heard people say, well, I'm going to give to get. I'm going to give. If I give, God's going to bless me. Yes, but not with the same thing that you give. That doesn't even make sense. I'm giving money so God will give me some more back. That's actually an investment. Like, no, it's not even an investment. That's a Ponzi scheme. You know what I'm saying? Because we do invest, but what we invest in God, we don't get the return on until heaven. There is a return here. Absolutely, there's a return here. But anyway, the idea then is this, is the one who refreshes and meets the needs and the others gets refreshed themselves. Number three, the idea is intentional. Okay, A, the one who refreshes others becomes the one who is refreshed. You ever, how many of you here like to give gifts? Do you like to give gifts? Yeah. How many like to get gifts? Yeah, some of the same people. All right. What do you like to do more, give or get? I think most people, and my wife is like, I'm on the fence on that one. You know, she likes to give gifts. She does. But here's the thing. And I've said this before, if somebody gives me a gift, wow, thank you. You know, if they give you cash. I like cards that have dead presidents in them. You know what I'm saying? Or gift cards or something. I would say, if you're going to put a $5 bill or a $5 gift card, you're like, just a regular thank you card or something, and you're like, wow. And I like it when people say stuff. Don't misunderstand. Oh, that's nice. And they've said something personal. You know what the worst is? They take the message in the card and just sign their name. Like, don't do it. We had people send those to Sri Lanka. Seriously. They sent it to Sri Lanka. And all they did is sign from the ladies auxiliary at whatever, something like that, mission ladies or something like that. I'm thinking, you sent this halfway around the globe to sign your name? Put a little, like, was this personal? I would just say, why? Anyway, that's me. That's me. Maybe I should be better. I should have more grace. Anyway, but I'm telling you, you want to change somebody's life. Put a $5 gift card in there, and all of a sudden, you know, you like to get. But you know what? That $5 gift or whatever it is, $100 bill. You know what? It's gone pretty quick in this economy. But when you give to someone else, and you meet their need, and just the joy or the light it brings or the thankfulness it brings, that doesn't go away as quickly. You understand what I'm saying? It's just different. It's different. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. It is. Now, it doesn't help the bank account as much, but it does the spirit telling you. So B, Solomon is observing a pattern in the way God works. Number one, a life spent blessing others does not end up empty. That's what he's saying. Don't think if I spend my life on others, it's going to be empty. I'm telling you, folks, if you've not tried God on this thing, giving to bless other people. I don't mean willy-nilly, and I don't mean giving so that you can get some glory from it. You know what I love? When we put this basket, you know why I put this basket up here? You know what a lot of people do in a lot of churches? And I've been a missionary. I've been doing this for years. Decades now, I'm saying. And I watch people. What they want to do is I'd be in churches. And I can remember the first time somebody comes up, puts $100. They come shake my hand, put $100 bill in my hand. I'm like, wow. And I'm thinking, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I kind of feel a little bit like. You know what I do a lot of times? I go to the pastor, this person. I give it to the pastor. Pastor, somebody in church gave this to me. I want to just, you know, because I'm like, I'm very much local church guy. The church is, you know, I come to the church, not to the individuals. As a matter of fact, when I tell missionaries to come in here, I say, don't solicit from our church folks. Like, you tell them that? I absolutely tell them that. Because if I find out something about them that, like, they're not worthy of us supporting, I don't want you getting sidetracked and don't know about what's going on. And not that that's going to happen, but you never could. People come in here and get sign-up lists. I tell people, don't get email addresses and phone numbers to start sending. I tell them, all of our folks get a prayer letter. It comes in the bulletin. They all get a prayer letter. So you don't need to send it out to individuals. You know what I found a lot about the people that wanted to put it in your hand? You know what they wanted? Yeah. You know when we do this up here, you know who gets glory? Me. No. You know who gets glory? Just the Lord. It's nobody. Nobody's saying, Pastor, you're so generous. I say, our folks are just generous. They love missionaries. You know, God is getting the glory. And listen, that's what, when you bless like that, I'm telling you, it's you're not going to be empty. Yeah, your checking account can be a little more, but spiritually, it's something exciting. Number two, those who pour out often find themselves renewed. You know, maybe not always in the way we think of as refreshing here, but always in a spiritual way, refreshed in the Lord. I'm telling you, there's something exciting about doing something for the Lord. And I'll tell you, there's no easier way than giving. Giving, and I've talked about this, and I say that a little tongue-in-cheek, but I mean it. Nobody refuses giving. I mean, not for the most part, especially if it's, you know, cash. Nobody says, that's too much. No, maybe, actually, some do. I have said, all of our missionaries, the people that come in and say, that was, you know, they all thank me for such a generous love offering. I've been in churches, folks, where we traveled to that church in Kentucky. I'm going to call them out. I went to a church in Kentucky, and they gave us a $50 love offering and no place to stay. Yeah. And we have a family of eight. And it was going to cost me more to be there than, a lot more. We had to go find ourselves something to eat. They didn't give us a meal. They didn't give us a place to stay. And they gave us $50. I drove down the road and I said, those rot. No. You know what I said to my kids? We pulled over because we had our church clothes on. We found a place we're going to drive to hours away. We're going to drive through the night. And I said, let's change. And they put their pajamas on and so forth. And in the back of our trailer, we had a trailer. I still remember it. And I said, listen, you remember that? You still remember? Kayla doesn't, but Kayla does remember yesterday. And I said, listen, we need times like this to remember how God's still going to provide for us. And we got to the place we had. Matter of fact, it's Pastor Williams. He came and preached before. He's going to come and preach Dee's wedding. He's going to be coming. And it was him and his wife. We went to their house, got there in the middle of the night. They got up middle of the night, made us pallets on the floor in their church and gave us a place to stay. And we called and said, hey, can we come in early, like, 3 in the morning? And they said, yeah, they'd be fine. Come on in. They took care of us. And so, God bless us, And so it's not always the way that you think it's going to be. But listen, I'm telling you, folks are always saying there's other times we went to a church. I can still remember a church plant we went to. We were church planters. Went to this church. We come out and we're just like, man, I hadn't done this a lot at that point. It was new for me. And I get out there and we're leaving, coming back across Iowa. And what we did, as soon as we had lunch, the preacher had, we had lunch, and then he hadn't given me an offering. And I thought, man, we were like, It took us all of our money to get out there. We didn't have credit cards. I think we could have probably had gas to get home. And he didn't. There was no love offering. And I just thought, Lord knows. Like, how did you have that faith? I don't know. It's dumb faith sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And I said, I don't know. The Lord knows. And right as we're about to leave, the pastor, oh, yeah. I was excited. I was excited because I wanted to get, have money to get back home again, And we had this thing, my kid, we had this thing. We'd get in the car, we'd wait till the preacher left. We're like, let's open it up, let's see what it is, And $2,000. I mean, it was a good message, but no. And I'm just thinking, wow. We stopped at Adventureland on the way home. You're like, why'd you do that? Because my kids hadn't, I don't know, I just was excited. And so, but we did. It was a blessing. I'm still talking about it. That was 20 years ago plus. Still talking about that. Man, it was a wonderful thing. Longer than 20 years ago. So it's exciting, what God does. So look here. The principle is simple. Number one, in God's wisdom, the refresher becomes the refreshed. Number two, this is not a formula for wealth, okay, but a promise of spiritual fullness. A, God does not allow a generous life to remain spiritually dry. Doesn't work like that. Roman numeral 4. Missions is one way we water others. When we support the spread of the gospel, truth reaches place we may never go. So number one, in doing this, the church is strengthened and refreshed. Okay? But also, number two, people hear the message of Christ. It's like, it's a double thing, right? It's the gift that keeps on giving, right? Not only are we refreshed and encouraged and excited, and people, I've had people this month be like, man, that was great, Pastor, this has been great. It's refreshing, hasn't it been? I mean, just being a part of this and refreshing, it's refreshing. But also, we're helping the gospel get across the world. B, God has a way of refreshing the people who participate in His work. Number one, it may not always be financially. I said this, it's a little bit redundant, I know, but it's true. A, but through joy, our purpose, okay, it didn't write together. It may not always be financially, but through being refreshed through joy, our purpose fulfilled, and spiritual health. Sometimes these make sense when I'm thinking it doesn't make as much sense what's coming out of my mouth. Conclusion. Here's the conclusion tonight. Proverbs 11:25 leaves us with the simple truth. A generous life is a refreshing life. Those who bless others are not diminished. They are renewed. I want to tell you, people want to be around generous people. How rich do you have to be generous? Man, I can't wait till one day I'm wealthy enough to be generous. Right? You know what we all have? Time. One of our greatest commodities. And here's the thing, we all have the equal number of those hours. So we can all be generous with that. Of course, there's other things. It is our things too. We all have stuff, don't we? Man, we're America. We all have stuff. You got stuff. Be generous with your stuff. And I don't mean, you mean so I should give everything away? That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying be open-handed, looking for, be outward, looking to bless people. And because those who bless others, they're not, we don't get diminished by giving that. We become renewed. When God's people participate in the spread of His truth, they discover something wonderful. The work that refreshes others often refreshes us as well. It really does. So those who water the work of God, they're never going to find themselves spiritually dry. We're not all going to do it the same amount. Amen? This isn't an amount. Generous is just generous. Now, if I'm given pennies when I have hundreds, it's probably not very generous. You know, we know what generous is. We don't need a really deep explanation on that. But those who water the work of God, they're never going to find themselves spiritually dry, even though we might find ourselves in materially dry circumstances. We'll always find ourselves. Think about, we find the widow of Zarephath. I don't know if she was a willing participant. That's maybe it's a little bit different illustration, but still gave it obedience. And so, I'll tell you what, if there's ever a time I want to be fat, it's Proverbs 11:25. Amen. Father, I thank you for this time tonight. Thank you for your word. And thank you for this lesson. Lord, thank you for this church and really the generosity that's corporately here at this church. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, we would each take it upon us to be generous. Lord, not, yes, Lord, tonight as we think about this coming up this week, the generous to missionaries and to get the gospel around the world, absolutely for that. But Lord, also that it would not be just acts of generosity, but really a disposition that is looking outward to bless even those around us and in our midst. And Lord, we'll thank you for it now in Jesus' name.